Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Pod podcast, whatever that means.
So we were all anticipating some very big news for the Gold Coast. This city deserves to have an event like this, the Logies. Speculation during the week, the Logies coming to the Gold Coast. And the Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate earlier in the week was talking it up, saying this city deserves it, it needs it. Tom joins us now.
This tacky city, did we get the tacky Logies?
Yes, it's been changed now. It's a prestigious award to a prestigious city.
Yay! Tommy! It's the 60th anniversary of the Logies as well, and it's coming to the Gold Coast. When, where, how, why?
Yeah, it'll be in July next year, and we've locked it in for 4 years.
Oh, awesome.
And I just said I accept this award on behalf of the city, and I want to thank TV Week, Channel 9, Star Entertainment.
Yes.
But this award I want to share with everybody on the Gold Coast.
The first award's already been given out to Tom Tate. And so it will be on at the Star Casino.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, Tom, it was big news, and during the week there's a lot of celebrities really backing the Gold Coast, saying they love it here.
Yeah.
There was one, I wouldn't call him a celebrity, he's just a person that does a bit of television, Karl Stefanovic. He said that he wanted to boycott it, which is probably a plus for the Gold Coast if he could just not come up here.
No, everybody's welcome, Spider, you know. And,
except Karl. Karl Freezone, come on.
Now that the award's been announced, I reckon he'd be rushing in to get a new suit and making sure his hair's done so he himself doesn't look too tacky. He's got to measure up to where we are.
Oh, don't worry, mate. He's already crawling down Anastasia Palaszczuk wanting to host it all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Anyway, look, let's not waste energy on him. Let's waste energy on
him.
So, what are we going to do? What's the statue going to look like? We think we should rename it to the Tommies.
Yeah,
is that
Tommies.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that the Goldie? The Goldie, I reckon.
Or the Glogie?
It's got to be a statue of you, Tom. It's got to be a small little gold figurine of you with your bum bag and everything.
Yeah,
but, mate, I don't think we've got enough budget for that. I'm pretty sizable.
Yeah, we've got to have a segment with you in it. Like, you know, they always have the In Memorandum, the Hall of Fame. We've got to have you. You've got to have your own segment.
Street talk.
Yeah, mate. Well, you know one thing about the Logie I like about it? People will talk about it for the whole year as we approach it because now it's moved to here. It's even like people will say, well, what's the mayor should be wearing? Because the first thing Ruth said this morning, why are you leaving so early? I said, oh, it looks like we're announcing the Logies on the Gold Coast. And she went, oh, I need a dress.
Well done, Tom. Another great event for the Gold Coast. Great work.
All right, good on you, mate.
Tom Tate, the Gold Coast Mayor, announcing the Logies coming to the Gold Coast for the next 4 years, exclusively with Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold. Well, we had to go to the Star Casino last night.
Yeah, isn't that getting a big revamp?
Great concept called Star Grazing.
Yes.
What an awesome idea. So God bless our beautiful boss, Alison. She's going, I'm going to chat you up. So
it's very nice of her.
And the atrium bar's all done up.
Yeah.
You've got more room. It's all like, it's a beautiful kind of gorgeous all velvet lounges and more room to sit down. And
well,
that's
it needed
awesome.
Something.
It did, but it's basically the old progressive dining, but within the Star. So it's really clever.
Yeah.
We had Tim, the tour guide, who would take us, we'd have dishes at certain restaurants.
Yeah, the four major restaurants there, you have a little course at each.
Yes, which was lovely.
Delicious.
It was good. So we turn up with a whole lot of people from work.
Yeah.
And there was definitely something, and as I said, eye on fashion, wasn't I noticing the trend? Was this like, for me, as you mentioned earlier, Peter, is it a bit like an avocado is an avocado, so just serve it as an avocado. Don't try and smash it. Deconstruct it, put coffee in it, just squeeze some lemon and black pepper and let's go on.
How hard is it just to be normal?
But some people don't want to be normal. I noticed the trend with men last night.
Okay.
Linen jackets.
Right.
Each to their own.
With pastel colours. There was a lot of...
Is it 1994 again?
There's a lot of powder blue, a lot of Miami Vice going on.
Bit of wham.
Bam. I am a man. Yes, you are. Wearing pastel... And then what was it? You know, they got the handkerchief in the pocket.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
He might have had the flu.
It's a mini cravat coming out of the top pocket.
Sure, but there was...
I call it embarrassing. That's what I call it.
Well, there was a powder blue... a guy turned up in a powder blue one. Then we had another friend of ours turn up in a biscuity cream linen one. And the strut.
Oh, yeah.
And then someone from the Star came up going, how's it all going? And this was more of a violet purple colour. And it was also linen.
Yeah.
Obviously don't have mirrors.
And no socks.
But there was a lot going on, and no socks. And no socks. No one could wear socks. I thought, aren't your feet just sweating in that? And what's with... look, I thought they looked completely dapper. But then you guys, well, you know, I don't know if you were just like
what?
That kind of Melbourne hip, effortlessly cool, I'm just going to throw this on and be cool, because you both look very handsome.
We don't need to try.
Thank you.
But... you know, you were just wearing jeans and collared shirts.
I'm wearing exactly what I wore last night. So.
Exactly.
I saw a little bit of... you are too.
You don't have to overthink it.
I saw a little bit of you two doing what women do. You were eyeing them off. When the men turned up, both of you were there.
Yeah.
You went quiet.
I was embarrassed
And
for
you
them.
Both went up and down and you checked them out.
I thought...
I was just holding in the laughter.
Yeah.
Oh, were you? Is that what it was?
Yeah. You
really?
Honestly walked past people out of the front door and into...
come
an no, seriously, you wouldn't wear that crap if you paid me.
Come on, okay, fashion police, if you two were the fashion police.
Oh, they tried way too hard.
Really?
Way too hard. Like you said there, one, you're going to star, one, you're on the Gold Coast,
yeah.
And you don't need a jacket and a pastel-coloured jacket and a little hanky that sits in the top pocket.
Wow.
That is 100% I'm single and I'm trying too hard.
Not many people can pull off a pastel, and they weren't there last night. 6:25. Luke Bradnam, now on... How cute is Prince George?
Ridiculously cute. And Dad is taking him to school for the first day. And he's meeting his teacher. And I tell you what, he is just... he looks so scared. He's looking down.
Nervous.
He's hiding behind Dad. Dad's proud. And look, he's actually seeing him over at the moment now. And he won't look up, and he's got his little hand in his pocket. He's the cutest.
Yeah, and the school have said he's getting no special treatment, though.
No.
The principal said no special treatment for Prince George.
Well, it makes you think about your own first day at school, if you can remember that far back, or your kid's first day at school. What was it like for you as a parent? Because usually the parents are the ones that need the support.
Yeah, that is true. Do you remember?
I remember a couple of times. I remember Caitlin's first day of school, my eldest. I went there and had green hair.
Oh, my God.
At
who were you playing for then?
And, yeah, the funny thing was, the same shorts I wore on Caitlin's first day of school, I wore on Summer's first day of school as well.
Caitlin never forgets that. The same thing, you just won't let go, will you?
But you lived up the road from friends of ours who called Banana and Apple.
What are you talking?
Yeah, well, they were two girls, and we took them to school. But first day of school, they didn't close the door properly. We ran around the corner and they fell out of the car.
Hang on, let's go back. Do you ever have anyone with a real name? Yeah. Anyone around you? Hang on, what was Banana and Apples? What?
Yeah, Alana, so we called her Banana.
Yeah.
And April, and we called her Apple.
And they fell out of the car.
Yeah, they didn't do the car up, the door properly. So when we went around the corner.
Oh, no.
Apple and Banana.
I hope they were okay.
Rolled down the road. They were okay, they just didn't make the first day of school.
Not a great first day of school. 13, 27, 10. What was the first day of school like for you or your kids' first day of school? Because Prince George is first day today.
So cute. Lisa, was this your first day or your daughter's?
My daughter's.
Oh, what happened, darling?
Yeah. Oh, well, we had just moved from Melbourne back to Sydney, and so she didn't really know anybody, but we were lucky enough to be living with cousins then, and so she was lucky enough to go to school with her cousin for the first few months.
Oh, that makes it easier.
Helpful.
Yeah, awesome. Because she didn't know anybody else. So.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh. You remember your first day?
Well, I don't.
What?
Well. Yeah, I do.
I'm not.
Right. By that
which
stage.
Which one are we going to do?
Yeah, exactly. By that stage, you know, I was the last of six kids. So I was like, oh, whatever. No, I do have, everyone's got that first day photo.
Yes.
You know, and I'm by the pool and I was tiny, like really tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny, tiny, little, to the point where people thought Mum wasn't feeding me. I was just this tiny little thing.
Oh, no.
I'll show you the photo. We should all put our first day school on Facebook.
Yes, we'll do that.
And I got buck teeth from sucking my thumb. So anyway, that was the first grade one photo, but all right, I had to repeat grade one, so there was two.
Oh, you got spoiled.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.